Welcome to National Treasure Minute. This is the podcast where we analyze, scrutinize, and celebrate national treasure 1 minute at a time. I am Hugh Keen from HughKeen.com.
I'm Sarah.
And today we're going to be talking about minute one. We're going to start the minute right after the credits, right after the logos, right after the street with the lightning bolt. I can never remember the studio that comes from. And we start the minute with attic. I think it's an attic.
I guess it's an attic.
And a door opening with light pouring out of the door. A boy with a flashlight comes in. The boy is Benjamin Franklin Gates.
Yes.
Then the minute ends with Benjamin finding a book on a shelf and getting surprised by his grandpa. And he says, "Grandpa." And then the grandpa says something like, "You are not supposed to be up here looking at that."
Yeah.
And that's the end of the minute.
My heart stopped when that happened. Really? When he turned around and saw his grandpa. Yeah, I kind of jumped.
Okay, well, we can talk about that first. I thought the spooky, I think they were going for the spooky attic vibe.
Yeah, because it was stormy and dark.
It was rainy. And then on top of that, when he does the turnaround jump scare, there's a thunderclap on the jump scare.
Oh, I didn't even pay attention. I probably added to it.
Yeah. Only is there a thunderclap, they did drums too, I noticed. Hmm. So they put a lot of audio on that scare as well. Did you have something else?
Well,
about
I sort of, sometimes I'm just scrutinize movies too much, and usually I play along with it, especially when it comes to chick flicks and stuff. But some of the things that stood out to me were, so the grandpa says you're not supposed to be up here, and I'm like, well, why didn't he lock it then? How could the kid get in?
Yeah.
And, I don't know. That was just something that was the realist in me was like, if it was really that important, because there's a lot of antique looking things up there.
Yeah, you're right.
And apparently I'm not going to spoil it.
Okay.
But he's not supposed to be up there for a reason.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you're right. And a lot of movies, you'll see them open a chest and find something in it. But this was just sitting on a shelf.
Right.
In the attic that was not locked.
Yeah.
So,
or there's a secret door somewhere that they find.
So even if he was allowed to be up there, but he wasn't supposed to look at the book, anybody could have looked at that book, It wasn't he broke into... Yeah, you're right. And they should have had it, since with all the treasure hunting that's going on, they should have had it start off with the kid deciphering a code to get into his grandpa's attic or something.
Mm-hmm. That would have been cool.
To just add to the... They obviously don't have time for that, but... Another thing I noticed, he opens the door with has flashlight on and turns the room lights on, and the flashlight stays on. And I was like, wait, so he knew where the light switch was, he turns the lights on, and then if I had a flashlight and I turned the room lights on, I wouldn't need that flashlight anymore.
Yeah. But I'm looking at it now, and it looks like it doesn't... the lights don't make it that much brighter.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some lamps that go with it, and maybe it's just the way that the movie lighting is set up with how they filmed it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I would have been creeped out. I probably would have kept it on. I would have been creeped out.
Anyway. That's another thing that's funny is... we don't, that wouldn't happen today anymore, because we just use the flashlights on our phone.
Yeah.
How strange would it be for you to have a flashlight in your possession? Where did that kid get that flashlight, he's not just going to carry a flashlight around with him all the time.
Do you not have flashlights at your house?
Yeah, we do, but I don't know.
You think that now
I guess
a kid...
You're right. If he found a flashlight, or if he was I'm going to go up into the attic, he would have went to the effort of finding a flashlight. I guess that makes sense. I'm just saying now most people don't use flashlights, actual flashlights.
Yeah. Now that you say that, talking about going to the attic, I was what made him go now? Like, why? Like, the attic's clearly always been here. Like, what's his motive for going there on a dark and stormy night?
Yeah, maybe he was.
You know, why didn't he go there during the daytime when, like, he could see? Yeah. And
well, maybe they were just visiting Grandpa, so it was.
Oh,
like,
that's a good point.
It was one of his times, you know, that he was at the house.
Yeah, I guess I had pictured it as his house, but it makes more sense if it's the grandpa's house.
Yeah,
with the stuff that's inside of it.
Yeah.
And do you think he was looking for something specific, or do you think he was just moseying around?
I think he was looking for that book.
So I wonder how he found out about it.
I mean, we'll find out more in the next minute, I guess. But I think it's implied in the movie that he'd heard stories of it before.
Oh, okay.
But nobody'd actually told him the whole story.
Yeah.
Because in the next few minutes, the grandpa is like explaining the story is what we're told. So, but you're right. He doesn't look so certain when he comes into the room of what he's looking for. But then, yeah, it's not a super great scene. I'm going to be honest. Another cool thing I thought though was the step stool. I thought the step stool was super cool. The chair like bent and broken. he bent the chair in half to step on it. Did you see that?
No.
Just a cool.
Because it was so old, or like
cool.
That's
well,
how it was made.
That's how it was built. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It had a cool.
Oh, okay.
Step stool feature.
Yes, I understand. They just don't make things like they used to. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. Let's see. Oh, there's some continuity errors with the flashlight, because he walks in with the flashlight on. It cuts to his feet walking on the floor, and when it cuts back to him standing again, the flashlight's off and he has to turn it on again. So I just thought that was interesting. How do you feel about people being named after presidents? Like full presidents' names. His grandpa's name is John Adams Gates. His father's name, I believe, is Thomas Jefferson Gates.
Yeah.
And his name is Benjamin Franklin Gates. So I guess he's not a president, but...
Is it un-American for me to say I just don't really care about the presidents that much?
I don't think so.
Okay, yeah.
I mean you aren't going to name your kid Donald Trump Gates, I don't think.
No.
So.
I don't really... Like, they're just not that important to me. And so that's why I don't really understand why they would do it. But I guess if you're an historian, it would make more sense. Or if you actually care about that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I just...
I mean,
I feel
sort
like
of like how
that's
people...
Go ahead. Okay.
Well, like, people will name their kids after their favorite athlete or something.
Yeah.
And I feel like since I like sports more, I'm more inclined to be okay with that. So
but, like,
I guess
the full name...
Yeah, I guess that's sort of extreme.
Like you wouldn't be like, hey, let's name him after Benjamin Franklin, like, and his first name is just going to be
Benjamin.
And, like for example, like, Anthony Rizzo. Like, Anthony Rizzo Cooper?
Yeah.
Or, you know, would you just be like, let's name him Anthony?
Probably just Anthony.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care.
I just feel like people value the middle names, too. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway... Yeah, you just have to be super big history geeks, I guess, if you want to name your kids like that. But
which, I mean, this family, we'll find out, has ties.
Yeah.
Like,
but they're so proud of their family history. Why isn't his dad named John Adams Jr. and he's like John Adams III?
Yeah.
I feel like that would fit way more.
Yeah.
With the
they just want to cover all the presidents.
Yeah.
Just get them all.
It just seems. I don't know, far-fetched to me, but I mean, that's the whole point of the movie, so.
Yeah.
I think that's really all I had for just random stuff. Did you have anything else?
No, I think that, I paid attention to the background just to see what else was in there, and there was some foreshadowing that I saw.
Really?
Is there a bunch of ships around?
No way.
Yeah.
I should have looked closer at the background.
Model.
Really?
Things, you know?
Yeah, that's probably intentional.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, not to spoil it, but there is a ship later on.
Yeah.
So, interesting.
Yeah. I feel
good
like
job.
The future teacher me is just looking for foreshadowing a lot.
Yeah.
In the books I read and the movies I watch these days.
Yeah.
So.
I saw a meme today, and it was of it was like a Thanos meme, who's the bad guy from Marvel.
Mm.
And there's this scene where he's like, fine, I'll do it myself. And somebody wrote, author not putting meaning into their extra meaning into their book. And then it's a picture of Thanos, and he's labeled as teacher.
Oh my
and
gosh.
It says, fine, I'll do it myself. And I just think it's super funny. Cause everybody makes fun of, teachers for wanting you to find the deeper meaning in an author's writing. Okay. Well, if that's all we have for this minute, then I'm going to talk about our first actor spotlight, which is the young boy. The actor's name is Hunter Gomez. He is 28 now. He's currently 28 years old.
I feel like this is one of those moments where I'd be like, oh, that makes me feel old.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, except we're not
Am
really
I to that,
that
age yet where I can say that?
I mean, 28 isn't even really that old.
No, I can't say that because whenever I talk to kids and they're like, yeah, Zac Efron is from The Greatest Showman. And I'm like, no, he's not. He's Troy Bolton from High School Musical.
Yeah.
So that always makes me feel old. But anyway.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, so he's 28 now. His Wikipedia page, and I'm not lying, says he's known for playing the younger version of famous actors.
No way.
That's what he's known for.
He Do you played. Have examples?
Yeah, he played the younger version of Nicolas Cage. Obviously, he played the younger version of Justin Timberlake in a movie.
Hmm.
He played the younger version of Arnold Schwarzenegger in a movie.
These people don't look alike.
Yeah, they don't. And there's two more on the list, but I didn't know who they were, so I just left them off. And he doesn't really. He's done some more film or some more TV stuff, but he doesn't really do movies anymore. And this was actually his first movie.
Wow.
And then this is what, I guess, catapulted him into his career of famous actor, younger famous actor. Yeah, so that's all I have for him.
Well, I just found some trivia facts about him.
Okay.
And it's not from Wikipedia, which is what basically all my other information comes from. But he does numerous accents. His first professional job was with an Australian accent, which is also my favorite accent.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, he was the cover model on the first issue of Teen Trend magazine that had a barcode.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know how useful these trivia bits are.
You never know.
You're
it
right.
has to be a very specific trivia.
You're right.
Trivia night. He was
nominated
for
what that magazine
awards
is.
In Utah.
Yeah, I saw that he has since started. Like food charities and things. He's known a lot for his charity work.
Neat.
He actually
love that.
He actually sponsored two kids like through school, like two international students through school, and he started a foundation called like the Gomez Family Food Drive or something.
Amazing.
You have to look it up, but
yeah,
it seems like he's done a lot more than just acting, which is good for him.
Yeah. Not really a fun fact, but he was born in December, and I think it's the best month to be born in. But
what day?
20th.
20th. Pretty close.
So in between us.
Pretty close to Christmas.
Yep.
All right. Well, if that's all we have for this minute, then I guess we'll move on. So join us here tomorrow for National Treasure Minute 2.
Thanks for listening.